WCV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 8 days till the government shuts down. There's an agreement between House Speaker Mike Johnson and the White House to fund the bureaucracy, but a group of hard right House members aren't having any. Another short-term bill likely needed. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre frustrated.
Kicking the can down the road is not the way that Congress should be operating. We've been very clear about that. They have a job to do. Keeping the government open is one of the basic things that they can do.
The Justice Department ordered the recall of 600,000 Dodge Ram pickup trucks with diesel engines built by Cummins Incorporated to remedy environmental damage caused after it illegally installed software that enabled the trucks to cheat emissions testing. Ohio Governor Michael DeWine vetoed legislation banning gender-affirming care for minors, even if their parents want it for their child. DeWine says that's best left to parents. Republicans in the House quickly overrode that veto. This is ABC News. Here in New York City, arrests after the discovery of a secret tunnel beneath a synagogue in Brooklyn.
Chaos Monday inside the historic Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. A brawl between police and what's described as a rogue group of extremist students accused of digging an underground tunnel into the synagogue as a makeshift passageway for after-hours use. Baruch Dehan witnessed it.
Ultimately broke through the wall in the sanctuary and vandalized that wall.
Police say nine men between 19 and 21 years old have been arrested. The synagogue forced to temporarily close for repairs. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Tales of the criminal entrepreneurial spirit. 12 months community service for Englishman Drew Marshall for defrauding eBay buyers, auctioning off what he claimed was the late Queen Elizabeth's walking stick. Proceeds to go to cancer research. Bidding hit almost $700 U.S. before Marshall canceled the listing after learning police were investigating. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of conservatives in Racine County are launching a recall campaign against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Matthew Snorick of Union Grove filed the paperwork on Wednesday. He says that Voss is blocking fair elections in Wisconsin by not moving to impeach the state's top election administrator, Megan Wolf. In a statement, Voss called the recall a waste of time, resources, and effort. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's state Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step towards a more fair and functional legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Golden Eagles lose to Butler. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 11th ranked Marquette Golden Eagles could not hit from the three-point line. They lost at home to the Butler Bulldogs, 69-62. Guard Sean Jones went down hard in the second half.
Don't have anything official, but it looks like Sean
sustained a knee injury. We'll get an MRI.
Marquette's head coach Shaka Smart. Number 15th ranked Wisconsin with a win on the road. They beat Ohio State 71-60. The Badgers have now won five in a row. NFL, the Seattle Seahawks looking for a new head coach. Pete Carroll is out after 14 seasons in Seattle. He's 72. The Packers practicing indoors for Sunday's game in Dallas. Green Bay, the youngest team in the postseason. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy.
They got some new faces, particularly, play a lot of guys in their secondary, throughout the year. Have seen Jordan a few times in the breakdowns. It's really just getting tuned with the matchups.
That's Mike McCarthy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow in the overnight, 1 to 2, perhaps as much as 3 inches in some localized areas. Lows will drop to the mid and upper 20s. Some flurries of light snow into Thursday. Highs warming to the lower 30s. Thursday night, snow developing after midnight. Winter storm watch in effect Friday. It's 30 at our studios.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, a happier happy hour brought to you live from Des Moines, Iowa, Drake University, the site of the GOP presidential primary debate. I am here in the second floor file room across from the spin room. And Dom, I'm not exactly making friends. I got a nasty Karen Graham earlier in hour one.
What'd you do?
Sorry to interrupt. Could you speak towards the curtains for me just to soundproof a bit? And I'm like, there's hundreds of people in this room. No. Do you understand the concept of a live radio program? Apparently, she must be in print or something. needs her quiet thoughts to prepare for a debate that is still 2 hours, 52 minutes, and 49 seconds away. I mean, really, do you need silence in the room? Do you? Do you?
So do you? Do you?
So the answer, Karen, is no.
No.
No. Dom, I want to reference back to the... maybe not the lead, but the reason I'm in Iowa today, of course, the Iowa caucus is going off on Monday, and there is some reporting what to expect in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses. That's this little shindig tonight. So anyways, from the body of the work, DeSantis has his back against the wall. Trump is expected to win the Iowa caucuses. DeSantis has struggled so much in his campaign that he needs to come in very close to Trump to have a path forward in the presidential race. Many Republicans say, here's a quote from Sarah Longwell, to the extent there are stakes, the stakes are that if Nikki Haley comes in second in Iowa, I'm not saying that Ron DeSantis' career is over, but it's going into a deep freeze coma and may never return. Dom added, Craig Robinson, the former political director of Iowa's Republican Party, DeSantis needs a clear, strong victory over Nikki Haley. If he gets that, he has life. If he doesn't get that, I think he's dead and he'll be out of the race. Well, if you weren't listening earlier, Chris Christie took that path today. The Scott Walker, I'm dropping out, hopefully for a clear conservative choice to beat the front runner. Well, Chris Christie did the Scott Walker-esque concession, although Christie's speech extremely long under the fact that, you know, he didn't even qualify for the debate stage. But anyways, the debate tonight will illuminate those dynamics and help answer this question. How does DeSantis perform when it's do or die? I can't believe Wilda. He doesn't strike me as like a baller. He doesn't strike me as a baller. Now, right,
the last few seconds of the game, you want to have that guy with the ball? You know, he's a little taller with those boots.
He stands there, and he struggles, Tom, just to seem human on the stage. And I don't think he's going to rise to the occasion. A little bit more here. Don't expect anyone to go after Trump in a real way. The opportunity to attack Trump in a manner that could hurt his poll numbers, well, Don, that's long since passed. The Haley and DeSantis campaigns made a strategic decision months ago not to seriously attack him. That's essentially baked the cake months ago that Trump would win, Republican strategist Doug Hayes said. Haley has sort of started going after Trump lately, but her critics note that is in a passive voice rather than attributing an action to Trump. Chaos follows him, Haley said of Trump.
DeSantis, that's one way to put it.
Yeah, DeSantis and Haley have spent more time and money attacking each other in Iowa, and that will probably hold true for Tuesday. Pardon me. It's Wednesday, right? Wednesday's debate.
Mm-hmm.
Which is perplexing to many strategists, because if Haley and DeSantis want to be president, they need to find a way to bring down the guy who's an average 50 points ahead of them in the polling, Dom.
Wow, dude.
They're just waiting for the trials to begin. It'll all be better after the trials, right, Dom?
Interesting thoughts here. Rudy, any more from that piece?
Well, one other troubling subheadline. Who's watching this anymore? Trump's lead in the Trump's lead in the presidential primary is incomparable, at least by modern day standards. His lead is almost insurmountable in Iowa and other early voting states. He has a 65-point lead over his competitors in Nevada. Can't wait to get to Vegas soon, Dom. His campaign says it hopes to have a nomination wrapped up by March, despite the fact the voting will extend into June. And lest any candidate comes close to Trump, he has been masterful at stealing the headlines. This week, as candidates were campaigning in Iowa, he appeared in court in D.C. to listen to arguments about whether he should be immune from prosecution. Some would say drawing attention to that case. And Trump, as mentioned earlier, Dom, Trump is in Iowa. He's in Des Moines today, but he's not at the presidential debate. He's doing his own town hall with the Foxy News Network. Fred Bear, I know it's Brett Bear, and Martha McCollum will be the moderators. It'll just be solo Trump.
Oh, man. Very interesting perspectives if, you know, because Haley's doing better in New Hampshire than DeSantis, right? DeSantis put all his eggs in the basket of Iowa. With Chris Christie, you know, stepping down today, if DeSantis falls flat tonight in this debate.
Well, DeSantis.
It could be all over, and it could be Haley v. Trump, which would at least, you know, consolidate the anti-Trump vote in the Republican Party versus the MAGAs.
First and foremost, can we say and bid Ron DeSantis' campaign a less than fond farewell, Dom? There's no way Ron DeSantis is coming back from Iowa. A, he's not going to finish perhaps even in second place. He'll be lucky if he gets third. Be lucky if Vivek Ramaswamy doesn't beat his ass. I think DeSantis is the Scott Walker of this campaign. He's soon to crawl back under his rock, Dom, and go back to, you know, nothingness. He'll be the stay the course governor in Florida for a few more years, and then he's term limited, and then, you know, he'll be the next guy to take over at the Young Adolphs Foundation, probably.
I mean, Scott Walker has, you know, warmed the seat for him. Some polling out of New Hampshire, this one from CNN, from yesterday. Trump at 39, Haley at 32, Christie at 12, DeSantis at 5. Ramaswamy at 8, Hutchinson at 1. We do have some sound of Chris Christie today. Let's throw that out there.
Is this for your him dropping out of the race?
This is, yes. This is
this fresh is sound. Hot off the presses. Nate, hard working,
man,
Nate.
You are amazing, man. Thank you for your efforts today. Let's play some of your hard work. Chris Christie, cut one, telling the truth, backing out
as
today.
As we were watching this race come together, from where Mary Pat and I were sitting at home in New Jersey, we were really concerned that nobody would tell the truth in this race about what's really at stake.
Well, now Chris Christie, he did that, but he's not going to do it anymore. Let's hear some more cut two.
We were really concerned that nobody would tell the truth in this race about what's really at stake. And no one would tell the truth about Donald Trump.
Well, what's the truth about Donald Trump? That he thinks he should be able to murder people and get away with it? Besides that, Christie, some of his Trump warnings. Cut number three, please, Nate.
No one would tell the truth about his divisiveness, his stoking of anger for his own benefit, him putting himself before the people of this country.
That he does. He does that well, Donald Trump. But you joined him, man, in 2016. What does he say about that cut four?
I decided that I would get behind him and support him. I let the ambition get ahead and in control of the decision-making.
And therefore, he is now suspending his campaign. Cut five, please.
It's clear to me tonight that there isn't a path for me to win the nomination, which is why I'm suspending my campaign tonight for President of the United States.
Just a couple more from Christie suspending that campaign. Cut number six, please.
They sat on the sidelines, and all they did was voice their opposition in private, behind closed doors, quietly, so no one could hear. And that's not leadership, everybody. That's cowardice.
Plenty of that to go around in the GOP these days. Scared of the megas, man. They'll say it behind the closed doors. They'll say it to each other. They won't tell them, though. That'd be bad. They'd be scared. Last one from Chris Christie suspending his campaign. Trump is not guaranteed the nomination. What?
I've never believed that Donald Trump was a foregone conclusion as our nominee in this race. And I knew that the case had to be made against him.
Well, you tried and failed. Thank you for your efforts, Chris Christie. I was hoping you'd make it to Milwaukee, but oh well.
Oh, he can come to Milwaukee. You can still party with Chris Christie. He just won't be the nominee of the Republican Party now. What about Nikki Haley, head-to-head against Trump? Does this change the dynamic? Is there the possibility of a Trump alternative if Nikki Haley maybe catches a little fire, gets an inside straight coming out of the Iowa caucuses, and wins New Hampshire? That would be a game changer. Could it be?
Yeah,
that's like absolutely the only possible way Trump is not the nominee.
Obviously, we talk about this. DeSantis is mightily struggling right now. Haley's pulling 32 to Trump's 39, according to CNN polling yesterday in New Hampshire. I mean, if Christie's at 12, you know, if half of those go to Haley, she's within the margin of
error. Yeah, but what if the other half go to Trump?
I mean, I just don't know that you're, if you're a Trump or DeSantis, you know, if you're a Haley Christie DeSantis supporter, that you're going to go to Trump as your number two. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think there's a reason. When DeSantis drops out, unfortunately, I think most of his support goes to Nikki.
Yeah, so
Trump.
Those five that he's pulling
goes
in DeSantis. Okay, so
well, that's New Hampshire. DeSantis has support in some states.
Sure.
It's just not Iowa, and it's not New Hampshire, and it's not going to be enough to get it done. And he's going to spend a very Scott Walker-like night next Monday night, Dom, when we're in Dubuque and then driving back. I suspect he'll be crying in a pillow, a la Scotty Walker. Folks, Devil's Advocates on the road again. Drake University, a GOP primary debate coming here in just 2 hours, 42 minutes, and 4 seconds. And then a concurrent Trumpian town hall. And then the signs of silence. No, I'll be drinking at the bar. I'll be loud all night. Come on back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On The Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, WGBW.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to the phones at 844-967-2789. Hey, is that Slipknot? Is that what we're listening to?
It is. It is the only band I can think of that is from Iowa.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate the heavy metal rock and roll.
Dom, we're also going to have some coverage of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, some strange and unusual sound of Rojo, trying to cover for the January 6th tourist, if you will. Another minimization by the perhaps complicit U.S. senator from the great state of Wisconsin. We're bringing you that.
Absolutely complicit. Oh, the only question is,
that's not how he tells it.
How long was he complicit? He already admitted his complicity. It was very short, couple of seconds, to an hour. We don't know. 844-967-2789, CJ. Happy hump day, CJ. What do you got for us today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Don't get me all fired up. I've been told to be quiet back here.
Well, well, you already stole my thunder because, the Democrat, white privilege, two-tier justice, Hunter Biden, defied the subpoena today that you talked about.
And sort of like Jim Jordan did, dude?
Yeah, didn't Jim Jordan defy a subpoena, CJ? What do you think about that?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
No, yes, he did.
J6.
Yes, he did.
Well, I mean, there is a difference.
So whatever bad thing you have to say about Hunter Biden, if you're consistent, you would say the same thing about Jim Jordan, right?
Did you see smoking hot Nancy Mace today? And you also said, Crudy.
No, but I did see smoke coming out of the Capitol during January 6th.
The VP candidate's going to be Kristi Noem. And
yes.
She's
why?
A fantastic Republican governor. And
what are policies? What has she done? What has she done that made her a fantastic governor in your mind?
She's very good looking.
DJ Hugo.
She is smoking. Oh yeah.
That's all her qualities are. That's all that CJ needs to hear.
Look at how she's grown. Look at the statistics of her state.
Yeah, I'm asking.
It's pretty easy to see. She's a fantastic governor and grown the economy in South Dakota like nobody's business.
So what policies has she enacted, CJ, to grow the economy in South Dakota, in your opinion, that makes her the most supremely qualified candidate for Trump's VP?
Cut taxes for businesses. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Kind of like the one group.
Republicans are literally one-trick ponies. Tax cuts, baby. Tax. He gets very excited about the tax cuts. That and a pretty girl.
He's a little hot, man. I think a little hot under the collar, CJ. Tax cuts. Perhaps.
I don't think it's going to be held against her, but the New York Post, Vanity Fair, and others have reported that the South Dakota governor, Kristi Noem, has engaged in multiple years-long affair with longtime Donald Trump advisor Corey Lewandowski. And
ew,
I don't care what people do.
The affair is fine, but Lewandowski, that dude, really? I don't mind the affair. I question your judgment with your partner.
Well, I would question the affair as she, is always leading with the whole God-fearing family woman stuff.
What, you want consistency now, man? I mean, there's no shame with the megas. Why would you care?
Would that be disqualifying, do you think, to the Trump campaign? That you know, I mean, you heard our boy CJ's reaction. Oh, she's very, very pretty in tax cuts. So that's all he needs to hear.
That's all you need to hear.
But the Trump campaign would know for sure-sies whether or not Noam is having an active affair with Corey Lewandowski. If that was the accusation against you, and the whole idea is to bring along suburban women by putting this female co-pilot on the Trump ticket, does that help you accomplish your goal? I mean, why not just go for the Moms for Liberty chick, the threesome lady from
what I'm
Florida?
Saying, man. I mean, you just, I think you're looking at this in a traditional, quote unquote, sort of political environment, man. We blew past that a long time ago. And I would fully expect, you know, because she's, if it's true that she's sleeping with Corey Lewandowski, a former Trumpster, who himself got in a little bit of trouble for manhandling people at events, right? If that were to be the case in Trump's mind, that probably boosts her. Not only with Trump, but with the mega base, man. She's a true believer. Come on, man. That's what they're all about. 844-967-2789. Listen to some more callers. Then Dick from Madison. Welcome. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys. You know, she has an economy about the size of Stoughton. So there you go. See you. But this thing with Christie today really bothered me. I'm not a fan of the guy. You would know that. But I am a fan of his message that since he broke from the crazies. And I don't think this is a good thing because he kept saying that he would never go away until the Eastern states. And I don't know what made him do this, but my goodness, he was the last person with any sane voice about this absolute lunatic. I mean, on a daily basis, this guy comes up with, I mean, what's today's crazy? You know, yesterday or 2 days ago was Lincoln. And then this, and then on and on and on. Yeah. You know, where do we go from here?
Yeah, I'm with you, Dick. I mean, it is disappointing, and not that I ever put any stock into what a politician says during the campaign, man. You know, oh, we're taking it all the way to Milwaukee. Yeah, right, until you don't. You know what I mean? But missing that voice, missing someone who's on that stage, and again, Trump's not even on that stage. So half the people that need to hear that are not the ones hearing it. Thanks for the call, Dick.
Hey, Dominic, just for the record, South Dakota ranked in the top five states for growth of gross domestic product and personal income in the first quarter of 2023. According to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, the state's GDP went up 10.1%, but it's not a big economy, Dom. 895,000 souls live in South Dakota. And I feel for every one of them. You can choose to live anywhere, and you choose South Dakota.
967.
It's not as beautiful as Iowa, per se.
No. Do we have time for it? Let's get some more callers. And here, Jake from Milwaukee, you're up. Welcome. What do you got, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering if I was able to ask a question of Trump at one of these things that he does and says stupid stuff. I would simply ask him the question, has he ever had a piece of cake more beautiful than his one with Xi Jinping since
then? It's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Because you know why? That's something that he would probably take like 10 minutes answering that question. You know that. And he would be like, that would be like the thing that would just end it. I just have this feeling, but it won't happen, will it? Oh, well.
No, Jake. No, it won't happen.
You know why Christie didn't offer the endorsement, of course, because after he traveled to Mar-a-Lago and, of course, wasn't the vice president or the secretary of state, he only got one scoop of ice cream and Trump took two. That's like a power move, man. That's
why
he didn't offer the endorsement.
Prosecuted Jared Kushner's father. For setting up a honeypot? I don't recall exactly how all that went down, but...
Kushner's father set up his own brother-in-law with an escort, videotaped it, and then blackmailed the family. You know, very incestuous. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Crudy live on the road, Des Moines, Iowa.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 8 days till the government shuts down. There's an agreement between House Speaker Mike Johnson and the White House to fund the bureaucracy, but a group of hard right House members aren't having any. Another short-term bill likely needed. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre frustrated.
Kicking the can down the road is not the way that Congress should be operating. We've been very clear about that. They have a job to do. Keeping the government open is one of the basic things that they can do.
The Justice Department ordered the recall of 600,000 Dodge Ram pickup trucks with diesel engines built by Cummins Incorporated to remedy environmental damage caused after it illegally installed software that enabled the trucks to cheat emissions testing. Ohio Governor Michael DeWine vetoed legislation banning gender-affirming care for minors, even if their parents want it for their child. DeWine says that's best left to parents. Republicans in the House quickly overrode that veto. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State health officials are urging pregnant women to get vaccinated after 580 children in Wisconsin age 2 and younger have landed in the hospital with RSV. 3 of them died. New RSV vaccines are also recommended for adults 60 and older. They can be had at clinics and pharmacies. Doctors are urging people to get shots for flu and COVID, too. Wisconsin is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with wildlife. Experts fear things will get worse as more rural areas get developed.
Roads, fences, development, things like that are all types of fragmentation that decrease connectivity for wildlife to be able to move across the landscapes.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. The federal government is rolling out a pilot program. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow in the overnight, 1 to 2, perhaps as much as 3 inches in some localized areas. Lows will drop to the mid and upper 20s. Some flurries of light snow into Thursday. Highs warming to the lower 30s. Thursday night, snow developing after midnight. Winter storm watch in effect Friday. Right now, it's 28.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Her name is Pam Yonke. But you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right. And the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crudy on the road due in Des Moines, Iowa. Drake University, the site of the CNN Republican presidential primary debate. A counter-programming measure going on Des Moines tonight as well. Trump doing a town hall on the Foxy News. And I'm here in the file room, Dom. I understand green means go. I got the proper pass to get into the spin room later. Might go and try and make Ron DeSantis cry and drop out of the race. We'll see. We'll see how the night goes.
We'll see. We'll
might
see.
Might get an early start at the Marriott Bar because the Badgers tip off about 6:30 tonight across many of these civic media network stations. But, Dom, there are a few important headlines and still time for the callers, of course, at 844-967-2789. I am quite disappointed to hear, Dom, Donald Trump will not be allowed by his judge to give closing statements in his New York fraud trial. I really, really wanted him to do it.
My understanding, the judge put in some, you know, reasonable parameters, and Trump's attorneys did not respond by the noon deadline. So the judge has said Trump will not give closing arguments. Come on.
Probably in his best interest. You know what I mean? The preconditions set by the judge, probably in Trump's best interest. That's Ingeron, right? Yeah. At the fraud trial. Well, so anyways, that's a little sad news because I was really looking forward to talking about that tomorrow on the big show, Dom. I'll just have to bring you some insights back from the downtown Des Moines Marriott Hotel bar. See who's still partying with me at bar time tonight. See if Newt Gingrich makes it. See if Ron DeSantis makes it to bar time tonight as a viable political candidate, I mean.
Man, if he's crashing and burning like former Governor of Wisconsin Scott Walker, if he's anything like how Scott was at the end, he'll be in that spin room till 2 o'clock in the morning talking to anyone.
We don't need another apprentice. We've already tried that. America's already tried the apprentice. Scott Walker, failure on a presidential level.
Well, I mean,
still cries himself to sleep, I suspect.
He made it farther than Scott Walker. So he's not the – but he could be.
He hasn't made it to the caucus yet.
Young America's Foundation. Oh, come on, man.
He hasn't made it yet. Chris Christie dropped out just today, Dom. I mean, he could have a really bad debate and drop out tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, technically right. If he crashes and burns today, he literally, you know, like, craps the bet today on this debate. He could back, but he's not going to do it. Why would you do that? He's got no upside for that. Money's already been spent.
If I could make him cry in the spin room, do you think he'd drop out, Dom? I mean, I'd have to show, but, you know, I should stop talking about it. Everybody knows I'm going to be in the bar. I'm not going to be in the spin room later, probably. Dom, Rojo did a little spinning of his own today. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
To you, Crudy.
The topic January 6th, and he's back to spinning it as just sort of an action of some tourists, and nothing should happen to any of these people. They're all fine, patriotic people.
Hostages, according to many in the megas. Even though, most of them, a great majority, over 50% of those who are actually serving time, admitted their federal violations. They admitted to it. Yep, I did that. My bad.
Pled guilty.
Trump made me do it.
They were pressured, and they're just waiting for the inevitable pardons when Trump is reinstalled, you know, not so much on the 2024 election, but on the decertification and the do-over on the 2020.
So many. I lose track sometimes.
Let's do the Rojo now. Don't want to run out of time for Rojo. Dom, you've got the hit list. Let's play it for the people.
Just a little background here from the Raw story. Ron Johnson spreads lies about January 6th at Capitol screening of new propaganda film. Wait, what?
Lies?
Rojo's a producer now?
Damn lies and Ron Johnson?
Here we go. Just a couple paragraphs and we'll get to the sound. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789. Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, we apologize, world, attempted to rewrite the history of the January 6th insurrection at a screening of a new documentary, and I'm going to put quotes around that, about the U.S. Capitol riot produced by a right-wing conspiracy outlet. Great. The Wisconsin Republican, who was asked, I believe, by Mitt Romney, if there's a conspiracy theory he doesn't believe, but I digress, who was recently called out by his state's Governor Tony Evers for taking part in the scheme leading up to the insurrection. Well, Ron Johnson spoke Tuesday evening at the Capitol screening of, quote, the real story of January 6th, part two, The Long Road Home, produced by the Epoch Times. There you go. Here's Ron Johnson. Nate, again, man, doing the hard work today. Thank you, Nate. Let's hear Rojo. There were no guns, man. What are you talking about? Cut number one.
To me, the First Amendment is so applicable to January 6th. We haven't even begun to be told the full story, which means the truth.
The truth
about January 6th.
You can't handle the truth, Ron.
We always say to the victor go the spoils. The victor writes the history. And unfortunately, in November of 2020, Democrats had the full sweep. They had all the levers of power. And they wrote the history of January 6th.
Really?
But there are so many questions that haven't even been asked, much less answered, to get the full story, to get the full truth.
What's the full truth?
One of the questions I had, and I asked my staff to quick put this together, is, you know, I remember hearing the mantra of thousands of armed insurrections, you know, which I'm the guy, by the way, in the hearing in February where we had FBI witness Jill Sanborn asked her, okay, we hear thousands of armed insurrections. So no, most Americans, when they think of arms, they think of firearms. And I know you can use other things as weapons, and they did. But most people think
they did.
Arms as firearms. So I asked the FBI, how many firearms, if we had thousands of armed insurrections, how many firearms did the FBI confiscate on January 6th? I had no idea what the answer would be. But the answer was a mic drop moment when she said zero.
Zero. Zero. Zero. According to Ron Johnson, FBI confiscated zero. Okay, but that doesn't mean there weren't arms there. A couple of quick headlines. From the Washington Post, evidence of firearms in J6 crowd grows as arrests and trials mount. That's from July of 2022. The AP, Oathkeepers jury hear about massive weapons cache on January 6th. So let's not forget, during that speech, Donald Trump implored his own security, let him come through, because people were getting jammed up at the metal detectors, man. You want them to come in? They're not coming for me, right? That's what he said. They're not coming for me. I don't care if they're armed. Anyway, I digress. Ron Johnson. Yo, go ahead, Curdy.
From that very same article at the Washington Post, I was also doing a little fact-checking in real time, Dom. Defendants have said as much as well in video evidence played at his trial. Guy Raffet of Willie, Texas, said as he stood near the front of the mob on the west side of the Capitol, he counted, one guy counting, 8 firearms carried by 5 people. Raffet said that his count included a .40 caliber pistol, his Texas companion's .45 caliber handgun, 5 firearms carried by a couple he met at the Capitol, and a .22 caliber weapon carried by a woman who stopped to help him after he was hit with bear spray. Raffet was found guilty in March of encouraging one of the first surges of the mob to overwhelm the police while carrying his semi-automatic handgun in a hip holster. So, you know, maybe not thousands of weapons, but this was an armed mob, Rojo. And if they didn't have the guns, they had the zip ties, the bear spray, and hell, many used the American flag as a weapon that day, did they not, Dom?
They certainly did. And having caches of weapons, again, knowing what the situation was. And so it's already a loaded position from Ron Johnson. If the FBI confiscated no guns that day, then he's saying there were no guns that day, which of course is not correct.
The actual number, according to the Washington Post, at least 121 people have been charged with using or carrying dangerous weapons, and about 20 have been found guilty so far. That's just at this specific event. And amongst them, chemical spray, stun guns, flagpoles, and clubs, a hurled fire extinguisher, a plank, a long pole, and of course, the aforementioned weapons that were the firearms, you know, the only kind that really count if you ask Ron Johnson.
Well, and another question I would have as well, how many people were actually arrested on that day? which still kind of blows my mind. That all that stuff going around, you know, the officers are fighting for their lives. You don't really have time to, you know, try to just arrest people. You know what I mean? So if there were no arrests or very few arrests that day, then based on the logic that Senator Ron Johnson is giving to us, well, then it must have been totally peaceful. So of course, this doesn't make any sense. But let's remember, he's there to promote a conspiracy film by Epoch Times. Let's hear a little bit more, Nate, if you would. Let's get back to, let's play the next cut, please. Cut number two. Let's skip that one. Let's go to the First Amendment. Cut three, the First Amendment from Senator Ron Johnson.
All I can ask of anybody here in the audience or listening in a later videotape is please try and find out what the truth is. Discern it. You know, look up sites like Epic Times. Subscribe. Learn the truth and spread the truth. Be evangelists for the truth, because that's the only thing that can save our nation from the radical leftists that have infiltrated every institution of this country. They are the danger of they are the danger to democracy, not the patriots, the vast majority of patriots that showed up to exercise their First Amendment rights on January 6th.
And perhaps there may have been a vast majority of those who did exercise their First Amendment rights, but there's also a big chunk of folks that went over and went beyond their First Amendment rights and started wrecking shit, crapping on the walls and beating the hell out of the thin blue line. Ron Johnson, you can't tell me that was Antifa.
Well, I'm not sure if Ron would imply that was Antifa, but Ron Johnson has got more to say. We got more of the Ron Johnson sound, do we not?
Cut number four, please, Nate.
Now, I came back and I was highly criticized shortly after January 6th by saying I was never afraid of January 6th. I was there. You know, they sealed down the Senate building for about, you know, the Senate chamber for about 10 minutes. Then, you know, Capitol Police came, and God bless them, and they ushered us out, and I walked back to my office. And then I witnessed on the TV, you know, the violence, and we all condemned it, by the way, right? None of us condone the violence. We condemn it. We want to see those people prosecuted the full extent of the law. But I also saw on the TV camera these supposed insurrectionists stay within the rope lines. Now we're seeing more and more videos that, unfortunately, the defense attorneys, the defendants haven't had access to help defend themselves.
And what sort of vindicating video? I mean, if you're on the grounds, you're trespassing, you're interrupting a official governmental action, the supposed peaceful transfer of power, the counting of the Electoral College. What vindicating video would there be that somehow vindicates someone that shows up with bear spray or zip ties or a handgun
or a spear? I mean, when the QAnon shaman was, you know, walking through between the velvet ropes, was that okay? Or was it already, you know, walk through a busted window to get there? Let's get one more from Ron. You know, these hostages. I mean, anyway, they're very good people, according to the senator. Cut five, please.
But again, the narrative was set. This was an armed insurrection. We've been battling that now for 3 years. And I would say nothing could be further from the truth. One of the reasons I said that I was afraid of January 6th is I knew who most of those people in the crowd were. Not personally, but in Wisconsin, where Battleground State, I went to a number of Trump rallies. And the people I saw attending Trump rallies, and I knew the vast majority of people that came to January 6th, were patriots, people that are God-fearing, country-loving. They fervently love this country. They respect law enforcement. They would never even contemplate committing a crime or engaging in acts of violence. The vast majority of people that came on January 6th fitted that profile.
Okay, numerically, that might be true, but there were so many armed insurrectionists, Ron. You know, you can't say, well, ignore all the ones that showed up with guns because they're numerically the minority. That still makes for an armed crowd. When you've got hundreds of them charged with bringing arms, that's an armed crowd, Ron. I don't care what sort of happy spin you want to put on it, sir. Hunter Biden, got them all upset on the Hill today, Dom. Maybe we should go there as well. Your calls could be next, 844-967.
The talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? Created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines at 844-967-2789. Stick around, the Maggie Dawn Show coming up right after us.
Dominic, I got at least one more segment here in the back of the bio room. Drake University, Des Moines, Iowa. I am here for the Republican alternative to Donald Trump debate tonight, Nikki Haley versus Ron DeSantis. We've already had some big news of the presidential elector, elective sort. Chris Christie dropping out today. No endorsement, not yet. Apparently he went out with some sour grapes, trash-talking those that would remain in the race as the opponents to Donald Trump.
On a hot mic.
Mics
are always on, Crudy. Just always remember that.
I'm dragging your ass to Iowa on Monday. It will be the caucuses, January 15th, Monday. Who caucuses on a Monday anyways for perhaps our final trip to Iowa, Dom? Because if the Dems ain't going to make Iowa first, there's no reason to ever come back to this godforsaken, snow-covered
trucks in the ditch state. I thought there may be never be another presidential election if Donald Trump wins, because he'll just, you know, stay in power. Because he can.
I see what you did there. 844-967-2789. And you better tune in tomorrow, because I'll bring you all the insights from the downtown Des Moines Marriott Hotel lobby bar. That is the only reason I came here tonight, Tom. It's not about the debate. It's about the post-debate after-party at the Des Moines Marriott downtown lobby bar. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. You got to tune in, though.
844-967-2789. Angie from Monroe, Wisconsin. You're up, Angie. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Angie.
I just want to say, Greg, good luck. And hopefully maybe you get to ask some crazy question to Ron DeSantis and, you know, and call him out for something good.
Governor DeSantis, so good when are you dropping out?
That would be a good one. And as far as little Miss Nikki Haley, she, for being a governor of a state that actually is trying to destroy our wild Mustangs, they actually stick them in a pen and sell them off, basically, and they end up going to Mexico for slaughter. So that's one of the states that likes to do that. I know that's not talked a lot about, but it's something I actually follow. She likes to destroy our basically one of our greatest animals in the United States next to the bald eagle is our wild Mustang, you know, and they're trying to clear them out and they sell them out to the cattlemen. They say they destroy our lands and they're not healthy, yet they're fat and plump when they get them, and then they stick them in a pen and then they get sick. So I just want to point, Miss Nikki Haley is not so sweet like CJ thinks she is.
Well, I don't know if he likes Nikki Haley. He sure did like the Nancy Mace. She's beautiful, according to CJ, and that Christy Noem. He likes the governor of South Dakota quite a bit, perhaps as a vice presidential running mate. Dom, I still think you're favored. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
844-967-2789. Rico, Rock County. Welcome, man. What do you got for us?
How you doing, Rico?
Hey, look at Curdy out there working hard for we the people. Hey, in a snowstorm at that. Hey, now that we've heard old Rojo's side of the story of J6, let's, I implore all the listeners, go out there. There's Officer Gnail who was right out on the front lines that day. Just go out on the YouTube, wherever, find it. You can find it. His name is Aquilero Gnail, just wrote a book. And he was right there on the front lines. Please, I implore the listeners, you can get it on the Civic, get that Civic Media app, go listen to this guy, and let's hear his perspective. We've heard Ron, who was locked in an office and secure facility somewhere, side of the story. So let's hear somebody that was right out there on the front line. That's what I wanted to call and say. Ian, you guys are doing a great job, man. I think you're weaning CJ off of that orange Kool-Aid because he calls in every day, all day to this station. And not once, Curdy. Not once, Curdy. Hey, has he ever mentioned Christy Nome until you did? Until you did. So evidently the information's starting to get in there, you guys. You pull that needle out slowly, though. Pull it out slowly and get the Band-Aid on it quick.
Come on, rip that Band-Aid off, Rico.
Oh, man.
Rico, hey, you want to know what the conservatives are really thinking, dude? They're still thinking that somehow Joe Biden's dropping out and Michelle Obama's going to supplant him on the ticket. I got some sort of push pull on my cell phone the other day for, like, Democracy for Our Future, you know, some group that doesn't exist except as a shell corporation. But they sent me a picture of Michelle Obama and said, do you think she should run for elective office? Someone's pushing that concept. I don't know who it is. I heard Joel Clayfish say it. If it's reached Joel Clayfish level, it's it's permeating the base.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Curdy, it's obviously, we're just not aware of it because we're in our woke silos that, you know, the government's run by a secret cabal, and it's certainly not Joe Biden. Presumably, it's Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. And they're the ones really running it because, of course, who could possibly be in charge with the Pentagon head, you know, going into the ICU and no one knowing about it? So, obviously, it's all about Barack and Michelle Obama.
Well, Dominic, final thought here. CJ should not feel bad. He is not the only one that's been banned from a radio show. His buddy in trolling, former Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers, effectively has been banned from the Pat McAfee show for the rest of the season. I mean, Pat McAfee came out before today's show and said, you know, good riddance for the rest of the year, Aaron Rodgers. I knew he wasn't doing himself any favors yesterday with the attacks on the Fauci and the woke media. I'm not sure why Aaron Rodgers has chosen this path, Dom, but it's a path that only CJ would appreciate. It's a path to darkness and ayahuasca overdoses, Dom. Thank you all for listening. Devil's Advocates doing it live from Des Moines, Iowa, Drake University. A presidential debate going off. Where's the timer, Dom? It's like 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 54 seconds.
Oh, man, it's coming up quick, Curdy.
I tell you what, the Badger game tips off in like 32 minutes. I hope to be somewhere warm, snuggling a cold drink by then. Have a great night, everyone. Maggie Dawn is next. And then, The Empowered Caregiver, featuring Liza Hellenbrand and Tammy Eastling, a caregiver, her fine guest tonight. And then stick around, Nightlight with the Pete Schwabba. Crudy will be back from Des Moines tomorrow. We'll do it on the airwaves for the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Thank you, Chance Design Build. See you tomorrow on the radio.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Camp.